This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. After the silly fun of the parades and Black Friday, it's time to get into a bit of the spiritual side of Christmas. The reason for the season, as some like to say. We'll lighten things up later and talk about some of the big Christmas trees this year, too. On the day this episode originally comes out, it will be 4 Sundays before Christmas, which officially starts the season of Advent in the Western calendar. The Eastern Orthodox calendar began Advent November 15th, and it lasts 40 days. I love the Advent calendars. There's so many, and they get so creative. And some of them have chocolate. But what's the deeper significance of Advent? Advent marks the beginning of the church year in the West and serves as a reminder of the anticipation by the Hebrews of the coming of the Messiah, as well as contemporary Christians' anticipation of the second coming of Christ. It's an interesting combination of looking back 2,000 years and looking forward to the unknown time when Christ returns. Back in the 4th century, this was a period of fasting that was as strict as Lent. It began with a feast day, November 11th, and lasted for 40 days. Of course, there was a lot of eating on that feast day since they had to last over a month. It was a party in general, too, since dancing and other frivolity were forbidden during St. Martin's Lent, which is what they called it. The fasting rule was relaxed by the Anglican and Lutheran churches, and the Roman Catholic Church followed, but they and many other churches still focus on penitence during Advent. In church, you'll often see the color purple emphasized for penitence and fasting, as well as a welcoming of the coming King. On the 3rd Sunday, this may change to rose or blue, shifting the focus from penitence to the joy of the coming of Jesus. Different churches have different ways of observing Advent, and some have changed their emphasis in the last 30 years, focusing more on penitence for much of the season. In England, an extinct tradition was for poor women to carry dolls of Jesus and Mary. A halfpenny alm was expected from each observer, and if you didn't see them before Christmas Eve, you would suffer bad luck. In Italy, bagpipers enter Rome to play before a shrine of Mary, as the Italian tradition says the shepherds did for Mary and Jesus. Do you have an Advent wreath? An Advent candle you keep lit for the season? How about an Advent calendar with doors you open each day? It's all to remind us of the anticipation we feel for Christmas. These days we might not need a reminder to anticipate, but it might be nice to remember what we're really anticipating, beyond all this stuff. This was originally a carol of the Advent. It was often called Shepherds, Shake Off Your Drowsy Sleep. I think it still fits the Advent. This is People Look East, performed by Al Petaway and Amy White in the Christmas Stocking.
People look east, the time is near of the crowning of the year. Make your house fair as you're able, trim the hearth and set the table. People look east and sing today, love the guest is on the way. Furrows be glad though earth is bare, one more seed is planted there. Give up your strength, the seed to nourish, that in course the flower may flourish. People look east and sing today, love the rose is on the way. See how the flowers all burst anew, thinking snow is summer dew. See how the stars afresh are glowing, all their brightest beams bestowing. People look east and sing today, love the roses on the way. And sing today, love the bird is on the way. watch when night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim, shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People look east and sing today, love, the star is on the way.
Al Petaway and Amy White, and People Look East in the Christmas Stocking. I love the album cover, by the way. It's called Winter Tidings, and it's a gorgeous snow and ice scene that reminds me of my New England home. They're from North Carolina, by the way. Much of the country will look east on December 2nd when the Rockefeller Christmas tree will be lit. It's from Connecticut once again. Hey, they have the best trees, what can I say? Oh, and Connecticut is next to New York, what can I say? It's convenient. It's a 76-foot-tall Norway spruce from Easton, Connecticut, and comes from the yard of fifth-grade teacher Maria Corti. She used to go with her grandmother and other relatives to see the Rock Center tree, and she's tickled to be able to provide it this year. The state of Arizona is providing the Capitol Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. It's an 85-foot blue spruce from the White Mountains, the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest. It's taller than a six-story building. It took a tour of Arizona, making 28 stops before making the cross-country trip on a truck. If you're like me and wondering how they're going to keep it alive for so long while it's traveling, they sprayed it with solution to keep moisture in. It's covered with burlap en route, and there's a plastic bladder of water at the base. It's expected to drink about 65 gallons of water per day on the trip. Arizona school kids created the ornaments, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi will flip the switch on the 10,000 lights at the Capitol's West Lawn on December 8th at 5 p.m. So I guess it might be en route now as we're talking. The Obama's first official White House tree will be from a West Virginia tree farm that has provided White House trees three other times over the past 30 years. I think that's a record. Twice for President Reagan, once for President Carter. There are well over 20 other trees, but this is the official one in the pictures, with the family posed, you know, that stands in the blue room. Thanks, Star Song KY. Could that be Star Song Kentucky? Anyway, thanks for recommending the Christmas Stocking to your Twitter friend, Jessica Fire. I hope she checked out this episode. You can follow us at twitter.com/xmasstocking. Christmas Stocking was too long. I post previews of upcoming episodes on our Facebook page, which you can find by searching for Christmas Stocking there. It's easier than ever to leave a message. Go to mychristmasstocking.net, click Call Me, and tell us your favorite Christmas Eve / Christmas Day memory, or anything else you'd like to say. Keep your number private by clicking the checkbox. Or email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. I'm Lee Cameron. I think we'll look at Christmas steals next time, but come back and find out if I've changed my mind. In the Christmas Stocking.